Oh, you know something? Instead of waiting till I call my mother tomorrow, I could just ask my mother right now, prior to tomorrow. Will you do me a favor, Ma? Why not use a multi-billion dollar satellite, you know, to save a phone call? Find out the name of the doctor that Jen went to who discovered that she didn't have MS. I need the guy's name, his affiliation, his telephone number. We are going to cure Nate. I don't believe that guy has MS. I really don't. We need to know that doctor that you know, like, figured out that isn't what she had. Okay. Thank you, Ma. Isn't that wonderful? I should go work in Washington. How corrupt. How corrupt. Use the investor's money. Just, you know, like an answering machine. I need the doctor's name, his phone number, and I'd like his affiliation. Okay? Thank you. All right. So this crocodile guy, you know, first of all, I have to tell you something. I had only the barest inkling of who this guy was. The only guy I know, Crocodile Dundee, this is how old I am. Remember him? That's the only crocodile, but I don't even know who he was. It's like some old man who made some movie. Why are all the crocodile guys come from Australia? What's that about? Do they have crocodiles in Australia in particular? All right, so I really don't know anything about this guy, this Steve Irwin. I've never seen him. I've never paid any attention to him. There's just too much crap in the world, you know? You can't be into everything. I was never into, like, Jacques Cousteau either. So, the one thing I know, there it is. There's the picture. And Garrett's saying, oh, what's wrong with this? This guy is standing, like, out on a sidewalk. And there is a crocodile next to him. Just a loose, I thought he went into a crocodile pit. This is the picture, okay? How could somebody who was, like, so into nature and everything, he's kind of chubby, this guy. Wouldn't you think these guys would be really thin? Anyway, he's standing like on a walk in front of a house. And next to him is a huge, gigantic crocodile. And it's like standing there and its head is up. And in one hand, he's holding up, that's making the crocodile jump up. He's holding a hunk of meat, right? And in the other hand, he is holding his one-month-old baby. That's when I was first aware of this man, because he's a psycho. That's psycho. That's insane. You're standing there on a sidewalk with a fucking crocodile and your baby? They're animals. Well, I mean, it's worse. They're reptiles. You know, they don't have that much of a brain. Do you think that crocodile... What would have happened if the crocodile, if he fed it the meat, and the crocodile's going, oh my God, in his other hand he has like another hunk of meat, only it's his baby. What kind of an asshole does a thing like that? You know, you can love crocodiles, but really... So that's like the first time I ever really heard of him. It's when he tried to feed his baby to the crocodiles. So I don't have a very good impression of this person. What did his wife say when that happened? His wife was into all of that stuff too. She, in fact, they said when he first died, they couldn't reach her because she was like hiking in Tasmania or Tanzania, one of those Taz places. So the guy, I mean, this is like such a bizarre story. This is how come God, like, how did, God must have been bored this weekend. You know, God must have been sitting around going, oh, God, Well, I guess he doesn't say that. He goes, oh, me. Oh, me. It's Labor Day weekend. And I haven't made another hurricane yet. And World War III didn't happen yet. What can I do for a little excitement over a long holiday weekend? In the United States. But, you know, we know, you know, ask Bush. God only pays attention to the United States, right? He only cares about us. God is on our side. That's why we're doing all that stuff. Because if it ever occurred to anybody that God might be on their side, we would stop doing that stuff. Wouldn't we? So God is going, what can I do for a little amusement? And he says, oh, the guy who was going to feed his baby to the crocodiles. Crocodiles and alligators, are they the same? They're not, but they're close. Are they relatives? They must be relatives. I only know about crocodiles from Peter Pan. You know, because Captain Hook, right? Captain Hook. How do you get the hook? The crocodile, you know, but it's normal. Okay. So he was diving, I guess, filming a TV series called, this is terrible, The Ocean's Deadliest. There you go. And God said, you know what would be a real pisser? You know what would be really funny? Is to have this jackass filming Ocean's Deadliest die! Wouldn't that be funny? Hey, Gabriel! You think, should I kill him? Go ahead, God, you can do it. So he died like this, such a bizarre accident. I mean, it's terrible. He has a wife, he has little children. Well, the one he tried to feed to the alligators probably won't remember him. It's only about three, but the other one's 8 years old. That's terrible. That's very tender age. So if your father, so he's swimming and a stingray shoots a thing at him. See, because I'll tell you something, this also teaches you a lesson. They say these stingrays, those are they fish? They're like fish. And the experts they say they are not aggressive. They don't just like go attacking people or things. They have to feel threatened. So here he is. You know, maybe sometimes you should leave nature alone. If they only react when they feel threatened, he only died because he was there. He was bothering them. You know, he was in their home. This is their home. They're laying on the bottom of the ocean. They're, you know, floating around, whatever stingrays do. And he has to make a TV show. So he's like trespassing. So the stingray, you know, shoots the thing at him to get this interloper, you know, and in, I mean, just what would be the chance of this? You know, one out of a billion or something. The thing goes right into the guy's heart. Maybe God is looking out for the animals. You know, maybe God is saying, let's get rid of this schmuck. I mean, I know he's a big conservationist and he loves the animals. But doesn't it seem to you, if you really loved the animals, that part of loving the animals is to leave them alone? I mean, the beauty of, like, being an animal is nobody's bothering you. Just leave them alone. You know, so he sort of maybe really, I'm sure he did. I mean, he certainly, I heard sound clips. He certainly sounds like he loved the animals. But he also loved himself and his career and being a big star and, you know. So what a bizarre accident. What are the chances? Anything, if somebody shot a gun at you, if somebody shot an arrow, you know, anything, what are the chances it goes straight into your heart? You know, and they're all, I don't know if they want to make his wife feel better or what, but they're all saying they think he just died, just instantly. That he didn't even know what hit him, that the thing just went right into his heart. And he was just dead. You know, and they're all going, well, he died doing what he loved. But I don't, this thing about animals in the wild. You know, there's the Heisenberg principle, which is that the very act of watching something changes it. And I go back, because I'm so old, to the Disney live action things, you know, that they used to shoot with the animals, and I don't know how far away they were, but if the beauty of animals is like their freedom. And they have nothing to do with us, and they're out in the wilderness. They live the way I want to live. You know, except I need a washing machine and a toilet and a hot shower and a computer and a TV. But just by, you're encroaching on them. Is our need to, like, understand the animals greater than the animals' need to just be left alone? I think the animals, I don't know, I never really thought about it, you know, like this thing that Jane Goodall, you know, does she need to be bothering the gorillas day and night? Although she didn't seem that obtrusive, you know, she just kind of went around and, you know, I don't know, she like pretended she was the gorilla, you know, they accepted her. But he just seemed to me, this guy is very intrusive. Maybe just leave the animals alone. That's what I think. Dolores in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Steve Irwin. I know pretty much a little bit more about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he really was after the animals' best interest. He would try to rescue alligators from places where it was not safe for them to be and move them to, like, these havens, you know? And he really was an awesome guy.
What about that thing with the baby and the crocodile? That picture is up.
Yeah, I thought that was stupid too, but
that's like a father.
Yeah, and everybody makes mistakes. I think it was a stupid mistake and a dangerous one, but, you know.
Well, and luckily none. Maybe you should have just tried dangling him off a balcony like Michael
Jackson.
Yeah,
like Michael Jackson.
No, I have no doubt that these people sincerely love animals, but, you know, that doesn't mean that what they're doing all the time is good. Why is he down in the Great Barrier Reef trying, he's bothering the stingrays? You know, really?
What I heard this morning, now, granted, I heard it on the radio, on the TV news, so I'm not sure it's accurate. They were trying to do a most dangerous series, but he wasn't shooting scenes for that today. He was actually shooting scenes for a children's educational show. And that he didn't even see the stingray. It's not like he was bothering it.
No, but he's there. You know, his whole career and everything is based on being where I would think. I really think you should just leave the animals alone. Just leave them up. We don't have to see them.
I know. I understand that.
I mean, in the long run, you know, it's nice. And I don't like Animal Planet because too many of these animals, like, are killing each other day and night. But we don't need to see this. We really don't.
I guess not, but he's trying to educate people.
Well, all right. I mean, and anyway, it was just so freaky.
It was freaky.
I mean, what is the chance that it would just go right through the guy's heart, for Christ's sake?
I know. Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you my husband loves your show, listens to it every day.
Well, thank you.
And I do when I get the chance.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Somebody has to go to work, apparently. It might as well be you. Thanks, dear. Okay, we're going to take a break. And then Sean is on. Oh, you're not going to believe this. Well, you will believe this story if you look at LynnSamuels.com. And somehow it even turned up on Drudge Report. I wonder how that happened. So we're going to have Sean with quite an amazing story in just a moment. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left. I totally forgot the number. 146. Hey, Sean.
Yes. Hi.
Now, Sean's son is in prison. Is it jail? Jail.
Yes,
actually, jail.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
The county jail.
Because he went dumpster diving, basically. I mean, there's a name for what he did. With his friend. And they took $15 worth of food out of a dumpster. And there is an insane district attorney where you live, right?
Well, I live in New Hampshire. My son was out in Steamboat Springs attending the Rainbow Festival.
Well, we're out there then.
Steamboat Springs.
Steamboat.
Yes.
Where is that? Colorado?
Yeah, in Colorado.
Did you notice the story got onto the Drudge Report?
Yes, I was really, really, really excited. And I thought.
And it didn't even crash the website. No, that's sometimes if it's a small website and it goes on Drudge,
uh-huh.
They get so many hits that it crashes the website.
Wow.
So steamboatpilot.com has a very good server.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been amazing that for that town of Steamboat Spring, the editor of that newspaper told me that this is the biggest story to ever hit that town.
Well,
period.
To put two people in prison for stealing vegetables out of a dumpster?
6 months.
And what is wrong with that district? Do they hate the rainbow?
Yeah, it was clearly a vendetta. And, you know, in some ways I think maybe they didn't expect my son to show up at all the hearings, but they were absolutely so trustworthy. They showed up to every hearing, even though it was postponed and they were camping out at a local campground. They showed up at every hearing. He flew out here to spend 3 weeks with us, but right before he went to jail. And he went back there for the hearing last Wednesday, and they put him right into jail. And the whole case, really what came down to it, first they were saying it was burglary, but they had absolutely no evidence that they broke into the store, and then they realized it was just the dumpster diving. Then they said, well, that food that they had back there was going to be sold to pigs. And that's the technicality which got this felony.
But the people who own a restaurant or a retail?
It's a grocery store.
Sweet Pea. They said they don't want these two kids in jail.
I know.
They don't want any part of this.
I know. The DA is very, very clearly has a vendetta against the Rainbow people, who, by the way, they couldn't find anything. There was hardly any problems at all with those Rainbow kids out there. I mean, yes, they had some problems, but nothing big. They didn't find hardly any marijuana on those kids after searching them repeatedly, hundreds and hundreds of them. They came up with very little. And then but they did get my son and David Siller, for stealing
$15 worth of vegetables.
Yeah.
Thrown out vegetables.
It was rotting and bruised, and but my son really believes in recycling, and and you know, dumpster diving is really common across this country. There's a whole lot of poor people out there who depend on dumpsters behind big stores.
No, but this is obviously an insane man you're dealing with. I mean, it is just as you read this story. That he put them in the position where they could have not gone to jail, but they would have had to have, gone on trial on a felony.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody wants, that means you'll never get a decent, there's so many jobs you will never get if you have a felony.
Yeah.
And, or he said, well, you can have a misdemeanor and I'll put you in jail. I mean, he's just like a real whack job.
Yeah,
vicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a bitch!
So I would like to say that these people, everybody should go to www.steamboatpilot.com and sign this petition to get them out of jail, because there's a lot of people who are really interested in seeing this overturned, and actually the DA there can overturn this since it was the assistant DA who put these boys in jail, but the DA really can overturn it if enough people sign these petitions and show that they are supporting these guys.
And I was reading the comments, And I didn't read all of them, but was there any comment after any of those news stories of anybody who agreed with locking them up? Everybody's like, what's going on?
Very few. There were a couple, there were a couple, but 99% of the people in the Steamboat Springs area, from what I can tell, are completely outraged.
Well, it's outrageous. I mean, it really is. It really just shows you that when a district attorney is out to get somebody, and in this case, you know, sort of out of nowhere, but it's, you know, it's like when, what's his name? Now his name escaped. The guy, he was out to get Michael Jackson, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was out to get your son and then this
yeah.
other kid.
Yep.
So yep. they're sitting in jail doing, your son, what, is he the yoga teacher or the other guy is the yoga
teacher? He's the other guy. He's actually very into yoga too. They're both, that's how they met actually in New Mexico. They were attending a yoga conference and, my
well, they're obviously just like public enemy number one.
Oh yeah, they're just so mean and horrible, you know. As if Steamboat Springs has nothing better to do than to spend the taxpayers' money on keeping these guys in jail. It's absolutely outrageous. And the DA even asked the judge if the boys could pay for their stay.
And the judge said that. Well, the judge must be. I have a feeling the judge is outraged himself.
Yeah.
So it's, what did you feel like when he called you and told you this?
Oh, Giles, I was actually away at my ceramic sculpture weekend.
Oh, you're such hippies. Your son is yoga
away.
And you're a ceramic.
I was away and it ruined my, I freaked out. I friggin' freaked out. I went back in and I said to my art mates there, you know, what had happened and everybody couldn't, this happened in June. My whole summer we've been struggling trying to figure out what we're going to do and preparing him to go to jail and knowing that there's nothing we could do because everyone kept saying, the lawyers and everybody, they said there's nothing we can do. It's like really so strange.
Well, it is, but it because you're managing to get publicity for this. You just wonder how many other people are in jail.
I know.
Across the United States, you know, because some DA goes, well, I don't like these rainbow hippies.
I know.
And he doesn't like your son is, are they both black?
No. They're white.
They're
both white.
They look very dark.
They're both
in the pictures.
Well, they've been camping a long time.
Oh, I don't know. And you know, he had the beard, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he looks like an Arab.
No, they're both white skinned.
And he looks. I thought with the beard and everything. I said maybe if he didn't have a beard, maybe he looks like an Arab or something.
I know.
Maybe they think yoga is a Muslim religion. But you just wonder in this country, somebody who you know never got it in the news. Newspaper. How many people are locked up for
I know,
like idiotic reasons?
It really is astonishing. I don't know. I wish that everyone could have the support we have managed to have. It's really amazing on the internet what's been going on.
Well, did you initiate that? Is that?
Well, we wrote letters to the editor. Yes, my daughter did in particular. And then this other lawyer, a friend of ours from Ohio actually, who was a rainbow lawyer, got on the case. And he started giving us advice and sending things around on the web. So, you know, it's just been, you know, the ball just kind of kept rolling. And the people of Steamboat Springs, I think, are very thankful that this happened because the chances are that this DA and this DA assistant are not going to be reelected in 07 because of this.
Oh, I would think not. Who would want a DA like that?
Exactly. And the people are really fed up about them already before this even happened. So this has just really sparked something in their town.
Yeah, one can only imagine. I mean, this guy really sounds to me like he needs to be locked up himself.
Yeah, I know.
Because
he's let a lot of people go who have done serious crimes, actually, from what I've been reading.
So you let the criminals go, but you lock up, you know, because they don't come from... He probably figured they don't come from there. Who's going to care? You know, if he locks them up.
I don't know what he's been thinking. It's really hard to believe that he was thinking this was gonna happen.
No, well, nobody thinks. Nobody thinks you're going to end up on the Drudge Report with 13 million hits a day.
I know. But this this email that people could email with their support, and this will go straight to the DA offices in Steamboat Springs.
Oh, and it's just if they go to Steamboat Pilot?
No, it's love, L-U-V, underscore, veggies at hotmail.com.
Oh, God.
L-U-V underscore veggies, V-E-G-G-I-E-S, at hotmail.com.
Okay.
And I really appreciate
you. Well, thank you, because you emailed it to me and I posted it. And
thank you so much. It's so wonderful.
You know, because
it's such a fan.
Something that is just so unfair. I mean, so unjust, so outrageous.
It really is.
Well, good luck. So you're going to have to let me know if I forget to Steamboat Pilot every day. I'm trying to go every day.
I will immediately.
But you're going to have to let me know when he's home.
Yeah.
Which should be very soon.
If they overturn this, I'll let you know immediately.
Okay.
And Drudge, too. It's really, the chances are pretty small, but I think...
No, I think they're getting bigger. Yes, I think the power of looking like a jackass... No, you can't underestimate the power of being made to look like a fucking idiot.
I love the way you put things, so delicately.
Yes. Thanks, hon. Good luck.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye. It's just the most amazing story. Go to my website, you know, lynnsamuels.com. You know, guys get 6 months in prison for taking $15 worth of vegetables out of a dumpster. But, you know, these rainbow people... Evil, evil, evil. Oh, I better take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Oh, all right. Now updated September 2nd. The story on lynnsamuels.com is the one that has the picture of David Siller and Giles Charlet. I think he looks so like an Arab. You know. And what they took out of the dumpster that they're spending 6 months in prison for were five cucumbers, four or five apricots. God, apricots bruise more easily than any fruit on this earth. Like, you look at an apricot and it bruises. Two bundles of asparagus and a handful of cherries. 6 months in prison for taking that out of a dumpster. I mean, it's not funny to her, it's her son. But how stupid did a district attorney, like, somebody couldn't have stopped him? Like, that, this guy, you can tell when somebody's this crazy, because you know what it means? It means nobody in that office was able to say to him, "What are you, insane?" I mean, everybody that works for him, somebody had to have recognized how insane it is to lock people up for 6 months for stealing fruit out of a dumpster. And nobody said it to him, or he wouldn't listen to it. He's like Snedden. Snedden was the one who went after Michael. I'm going to play you the most gorgeous George Michael song when we come back. Isn't that just, you have to listen to it. You really have to listen to it more than once. But we can't do that. I'm just reading the if you go to steamboatpilot.com, or actually go to my website, lynnsamuels.com, or Drudge Report. And it's, he's got the later story, I have the earlier story. And it's, now, people are saying that this guy who threw these two kids in jail, oh, I guess I should reintroduce everything. There are certain formulaic things radio hosts are supposed to do, and I don't do them. I'm not supposed to sit here assuming everybody listening at this moment was listening the whole last hour. But I do. You know, you're always supposed to you know what they tell you, the consultants? They tell you, reintroduce everything after every break. And I'm like, that's only if you're totally unprepared and you have nothing to say. There are some things to me that are just time killers. You know. So there's this story out in Steamboat Springs, which I still really don't know what state it is. these two young men were on their way to the Rainbow Gathering. Now, this apparently is a problem there. The Rainbow Gathering, I don't have a good grip on it. It's like a bunch of hippies, you know, who get together. Rip. It's too bad Emily isn't working today. I bet she'd know. But they get together every year, you know, in some forest or something, and they like hippies. And they just do whatever they do, and they don't bother anybody, but the people in the towns close to where they gather, the Rainbow Family Gathering is, they hate it. You know, the way you hate, you know, any rural area just hates an influx of thousands of people. You know, and I'm just reading some of the comments I didn't read because I didn't, because, I don't know, I have ADD. But, you know, there are a couple of comments, you know, they're filthy and they camp out and they don't take showers. And then they come into town and they go into a storm and they stink. Which is probably true. You know, if you're going to be camping out for weeks at a time, you're probably going to stink. You know, and you know, like real hippies, not probably these two, they're young, but you know, real hippies, they're like not, you know, they were like the girls with their hair under their arms and on their way. You know, they are like real hippies. There's this thing, oh, you know the person I met in my life who smelled the worst of any human being I ever met because he wanted to be a natural man? This was like such a 60s thing, just be a natural man and like a natural, or a woman. Like they don't know this deodorant and, you know, what a load of crap. But, I was backstage once at a thing with Lenny Kravitz. You could smell Lenny Kravitz from 90 miles away. I guess he's not like that anymore. Who was he banging? Nicole Kidman? Wasn't he banging Nicole Kidman for a while? I don't think she'd like be banging. So, oh, God, he smelled. And the second worst smelling person I ever ran into because, well, he was doing coke at the time, I think. And he was wearing a polyester shirt. And he had just performed stand-up was Robin Williams. Oh, my God. When I worked at Folk City and he came in one night and he just took the stage. But when he got done, it was a very small club. You couldn't even be in the club. He smelled so horrendous. So there are a couple of these comments. And the story of these two guys being locked up for stealing $15 worth of vegetables out of a dumpster. And it's interesting, the first story, the owners of the store said they had no comment. And this is picking up steam, this story, because it's so idiotic. And by the second story, they're going, we don't want any part of this. We didn't tell anyone to lock them up. You know, so they know which way the wind is blowing, the owners of Sweet Pea. So some people, now there's one comment here that's a right. It says, I saw these rainbow people. Not these two guys. You know, this obviously just rankles people year after year. Go into City Market and they deliberately spit on the fruit so that the owners had to throw the fruit out. And then later on, these same smelly people that spit on the good fruit were seen in the dumpster taking the good fruit. Now, you know what I know. That isn't true. You know that some maniac made that up. But it's like the kind of people that like Bush. You know, they're crazy. So this is just, it's outrageous. This is just really... But it does make you think how many things like this are going on all over America. You know, that we don't know about. Whose mother doesn't listen to Sirius, you know, who doesn't have a lawyer that's all over the internet. People, and I'll tell you something, these are two kids, you know, obviously middle class kids, and Just imagine. What goes on if they're black? Oh, please. How many black kids are locked up, you know, for stealing a cherry? Well, then I should have said, well, a cucumber is dirty, too. An apricot. Although that's very Georgia O'Keeffe, sort of. So there you go. It's just an interesting story. So keep up with it. Steamboatpilot.com, which for a little newspaper, I am still amazed that being on the Drudge Report didn't crash their servers. Because sometimes being linked on Drudge is a curse rather than a blessing. So they've got good, strong servers. They can take a lot of traffic over there. Oh, God. I shouldn't look. My own website upsets me. It really does. Here's a fabulous story. I guess everybody will be talking about this tomorrow. Maybe. Because this certainly got my attention. You know how people are idiots and nobody pays any attention to anything? You know, as witness last week's plane crash in Kentucky. You know, with the guy in the tower, there should have been two guys, and the guy that was working had only had 2 hours sleep, and he said to the pilot, oh, go on runway, whatever, whichever one he was supposed to go on, and then he turned his back. So he didn't know. Yeah, how just, you know, one little mistake after another little mistake. So here we have another one. Not as bad, because nobody actually living died. Sperm samples destroyed when refrigerator fails. Now you'd think, oh my God, something happened, and you go, well, nobody noticed, which is bad. But this went on for months and months and months. Now, I'm not into all this IVF crap. You know, I somehow think, like, if you can't conceive a child, maybe there's a message in that. You know, maybe you're not supposed to have a child. You know, maybe you should go out and adopt a child. Do you think Angelina Jolie is pregnant again? Those pictures, she sure looks pregnant. They're denying it. It's like Us Magazine, and they're denying she's pregnant again. She's like a regular Britney Spears. Who knew she was trailer trash, too? But she certainly looks, unless she just has her period and she's bloated. Anyway, this sperm bank in, of course, Texas. Florida, rather. Where else? Everything is either New York, Texas, or Florida. Some men store their sperm, you know, when they get diagnosed with cancer or something. So they store their sperm. Now, that's bad. This is the university's the University of Florida Women's Health Center at Magnolia Park, with an E on the end, began last October. Excuse me? Last October? See, you fix it. Wouldn't you think? But no. There was a faulty sensor on the liquid nitrogen-filled tank, and the sensor didn't alert anyone that the temperature had risen. This is last October. This is 11 months ago. So officials believe they caught the problem in time, and that everything was fine until a test 2 weeks ago discovered that all the samples were destroyed. Why did it take them so long? Samples stored since late August of 2005 were not affected. And then who was it? Is it somebody? Dr. R. Stan Williams, chief of the University Medical College's Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility, said he believed the situation had the potential for litigation. No shit, Doc! You think? You think somebody might sue you? And win? Jesus! How stupid people are. How stupid people are. So there you go, those idiots. And he's dead. And, oh yeah, the obesity pandemic is looming. It's certainly worldwide. Countries where nobody was ever fat before. You know how people are well known, like these Asian countries? People are not fat. There are now more obese people. Now, of course, I question the definition of obese, frankly. Because they have this way of figuring out obesity that athletes who have a lot of muscle mass fall under obesity. So, you know. But I mean, you do. You walk around. And I've said this 1,000 times. I really do keep trying to figure out, are there really more hugely fat people? Or is it just because now we read about huge fat people that we notice them more? But there are. There really are. In fact, I'm planning after work. Since we're facing, we Judge Judy fans are facing a tragedy in New York. Which is Judge Judy is moving from NBC to CBS. I believe at the same time at 4 o'clock. So, you know, I would just have to go and turn on a different channel. But CBS happens to be the station that this year is carrying the tennis tournament, the U.S. Open. So, irregardlessly of what, that she's moving to CBS, we don't get to see her for an entire week. The thing goes on till the 10th of September. You know, I could take off September the 11th. I asked for 2 weeks from today off, and I realized next Monday is September the 11th. On the other hand, I don't give a shit. I'd rather take off the 18th. And it's not like I work in a place where anybody tells me what to do. So, oh, it is so disgusting. There's an article in the paper today. I'm sure this is going on, well, more in New York State, but I bet there are other people thinking about this. It's a whole article explaining, what are all the schmucks running for office in New York going to do on September 11th? Are they going to campaign? Are they going to run campaign ads? Now, the primary in New York, you realize, is September the 12th. So they're really torn. This is a real conundrum for these scumbags in New York. Because Monday, September 11th, would be the last day. That would be like, right, their big day of, you know, harassing people at subway stops and running 1,000 ads. And here they all have to say, oh, no, I won't run any ads on September 11th. It's a day for reflection. Yeah, right, okay. So most of them, of course, you know, pandering to the cult of September the fucking 11th are saying, oh, no, we won't. We are so high-minded. Of course, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're really afraid. They're going to, like, lose votes. There's nothing to do with... Oh, please, wait. I have a better September 11th story than this. This is nauseating beyond. Hollywoodland is not now playing. Why does it say that? I hate Adrian Brody. But I'm going to have to go see it next week. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Oh, geez, I have to get Gaurav to get me a copy of his book, Hartman. He's got a new book. That guy, I never saw a guy like Tom Hart. He's on the radio many hours a day, more than me. What's he on, 3-4 hours altogether? And he churns out book after book. How does he do this? How does the guy do it? I've been thinking about writing a book for about, I don't know, 40 years. Really? I've probably been thinking about writing a book since I'm 10. It's more like 50 years. This guy's like churning them out. But Tom Hartman's latest book, and if you want to look up Tom Hartman, it's T-H-O-M. I don't know why. Ask him. It's called Screwed. You know, like the war on the middle class or something. So check it out. This is, books are all very interesting. Oh, you'll be happy to know, you know, since I am live and I should keep you up with the news, that we caught the number 2 Al-Qaeda guy in Iraq. Again! Well, here, I get, you know why we keep catching the number 2 Al-Qaeda guy in Iraq? Think about it. It's like, I mean, because, you know, it's a little load of shit. But I guess if you... Who's the number 1 Al-Qaeda guy in Iraq? We killed El-Zarqawi. Or we said... Oh, God. You know, you realize they're going to catch Osama bin Laden before November the 6th, don't you? Don't you? Or they're going to say they have him, and then November the 7th, they'll say, oh, he escaped. But we kept the house! So it was all for a good cause. But if they catch that, say they're really catching anybody, you know. So if they catch the number 2 guy, okay, say whoever was the first number 2 Al-Qaeda guy in Iraq, right, that we caught him. Okay, so we catch him. Then the number 3 guy becomes the number 2 guy, right? So then we can catch the number 2 guy again. And then we catch him, and then the new number 3 who used to be number 4. So they just keep moving up. So, see, they're not lying to us. It's perfectly logical that we capture the number 2 Al-Qaeda guy in Iraq, like every time Bush's numbers go too low, we catch another number 2 guy. So how many have we gotten? You know, like, where did it start? I think we should have, like, made an original list. What happened to that list? That deck of cards shit. And we shouldn't move them up. Because there's no way to keep track if you keep moving everybody up one all the time. It's not fair. But it does. It looks so stupid. Like, every 2 weeks, oh, we caught the number 2 guy. Caught the number 2 guy. But it does sort of make sense. I can't, you know, it's one of the few things that does. Okay. Here's the story of the week. There are many stories in the week. Now, I never saw this. There was a 9/11 documentary narrated by Robert De Niro. I'm trying to see exactly. That has been shown 2 times on television. It's the one narrated by Robert De Niro, and it's the one that they were shooting. This was an odd coincidence. They were with a class of I don't know, new firemen or policemen, and they were going to make a documentary about these new policemen. And it just so happened. Oh, they were going to follow a rookie firefighter on an ordinary day. Okay? And I think it was the 2 French guys were making this. So they were filming on September 11th down at the World Trade Center. And it is, that's where the film came from, by the way. I never knew this. That's where the film came from of the first plane hitting the World Trade Center. Did you know that? It came from this documentary. That they were accidentally there. Another great coincidence. But, you know, I don't think Robert De Niro had anything to do with it. All right, so they made this documentary since they happened to be there. And it has been shown on television 2 times. It was shown 6 months after September the 11th, and it was shown on the first anniversary, right? And apparently in the documentary, oh, my God, they left in where some of the police and firemen that were down there obviously said things like, oh, shit, when the second plane hit, right? You know, they're not people running around like on Sirius satellite radio, Lynn Samuels just gratuitously yelling, fuck, shit. But they left it in because these are genuine reactions, right? Of genuine people sitting watching this horrific thing happening, you know, and things happening that they don't want you to know about. Apparently on this documentary, I guess this is one reason I wouldn't watch it. They're inside at some point, and, you know, they never show you this. Michael Savage is so right about this. But he thinks it's some political decision. I think it's just, you know, this country can't deal with reality. Do you know how many people jumped out of those buildings? Jumped? Because they were on fire? And you're like, you know, I guess it just seems like a better idea to jump than to burn up. But of course, if you're jumping from 70, 80, 90 stories. And that's why there were body parts, because I presume if you hit the ground from that high up, you probably fall apart, literally. But apparently in this documentary, even though they're inside, you can hear the bodies hitting the ground. Now, they don't want us to see that. They don't want to see it. Nobody. I mean, Michael Savage thinks, you know, it's a plot by the networks to make us forget how terrible it is so that we won't all be like he is and want to kill all the Muslims, you know. But that isn't what it is. It's, well, I'll try to get back to this thought, this tributary thought that just came into my mind. All right, so this documentary is apparently searing, you know, and very upsetting, but it's been on TV twice. Guess what now? It's due to be shown on CBS next Sunday from 8 until 10, my time, which is the only time that counts. Okay? This would be the third time it's been on television. Well, guess what? Number one, they have affiliate after affiliate afraid to show it because of the cursing. Because the FCC is so out of control with the fines that the fines are now $325,000. They just raised the fines for obscenity. For obscenity, that they've got CBS affiliates, they've got a bunch of them that don't want to show it at all. They've got another bunch of them that want to put it on at 10 o'clock at night instead of 8 o'clock, since you have more leeway. And it's all because the FCC is so totally out of control that people with something that's a documentary that is showing, what would you say if you had been standing there and saw the planes hit the buildings and bodies are falling all around you? I think, oh, shit, would be. And this makes it even better. The FCC, of course, because they don't want to be seen as a censorship organization, will give no guidance before They will not say anything before something's on television. So if you go to them and say, look, if we show this documentary, and, you know, for I can imagine how many seconds somebody's saying, oh, shit, or oh, fuck, or whatever they say. You know, 5 seconds, 10 seconds out of 2 hours. Are you going to fine us? Because the fine used to be $32,000. So, you know, I guess even an affiliate would figure, all right, we can pay $32,000. But what's the word? Decalogued? I don't know. They 10-timed the fines. You know, and they came, who can afford $325,000? So the FCC said, well, we don't do prior restraint. There's no censorship in America. So we couldn't possibly tell you. And we respond to listener and viewer complaints. That's their other line. We don't just wake up in the morning and find people. We respond to people complaining. Well, you're not going to believe the next part. You are just not going to fucking believe it. But you're going to have to wait. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. Okay, now, you're not going to believe this. The announcement came. The latest broadcasting station that's moving it is Sinclair. Remember Sinclair Broadcasting? They were the ones who wouldn't show Nightline when they did that horrible thing of just, for the whole program, naming all the dead soldiers. Remember, Sinclair wouldn't show that. Oh, by the way, there's this thing, it's on CNN, I didn't post it. If you add together, we're now up to 2,647, I believe, in Iraq. But if you add together the soldiers who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, there are now more dead soldiers than people killed on 9/11. I don't know what that means, but somebody wrote about it. So we now have more dead soldiers than there were people killed on 9/11. And it has now, we've been in this war in Iraq longer than it took us to beat the Nazis. So it's fabulous. It's going fabulous. It's just fabulous. Oh, Jesus. All right. So the American Family is so, oh, Sinclair is, they're going to show the documentary, but after 10 o'clock in, Cedar Rapids, Iowa and Portland, Maine, saying it was concerned it could face fines. Okay. This announcement came as the Tupelo, Mississippi-based American Family Association readied its 3 million members to flood the FCC and CBS with complaints after the documentary airs. These are the same people. Now, I don't know if it's still run by Donald Wildman. They were the people who carried on about that Martin Scorsese movie, The Last Temptation of Christ. And it came out, God, that Donald Wildman's just an anti-Semite. He is just an anti-Semite. I don't know what that has to do, but these people are insane. So I would think the FCC would say, well, this is an organized bunch of complaints, right? But on the other hand, if you're going to organize complaints, you're still a citizen. You know, my impulse would be to say, well, ignore the complaints. But of course, just because they're organized doesn't mean the people making them are not citizens. Of course, it would be interesting. They should call everybody back and say, did you actually watch this? Or did, like, some organization just tell you to complain? Because I would bet anything that 99% of the people that are going to complain to the American Family Association will never have watched it. You know, that they're just sheep doing what this organization is telling them. This isn't an issue of censorship. It never is. Said Randy Sharp, director of special projects. It's an issue of responsibility to the public. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, they've added stuff to it. They have new interviews with a lot of the firefighters describing how their lives have changed since 9/11. I mean, I never heard of anything like this in my entire life. Well, I have, but not in this country. I can tell you how the firefighter's life has changed. You know, I have never mentioned this, but the New York Daily News in New York has been having a series of articles. Now, God knows, I am not part of this 9/11 cult. You know, it happened, it was terrible. You know, so is it any more terrible than those 49 dead people in Kentucky last week because nobody knows what they're doing? What difference? It doesn't make any difference to me. It's terrible. But there is something going on with the rescue workers, the first responders, and all those people that I don't understand why ran down to ground zero to help. You know, just regular people. Remember they were showing it, just people. I don't, you know, well, the guardian angels were stealing shit, but, you know. And I kind of thought at the time that the air couldn't be very good down there. You know, there's all this whatever crap was in the buildings and people's bodies and But of course, remember Christy Todd Whitman and the federal EPA came out, what, a week later and said, everything's fine, the air is perfect. Smell that air. And the city came out and said, no prob. Well, you know, there are some things where you don't have to know science. You don't have to know anything. What science do you have to know that the air down there was not all right? What do you have to know? Do you need a degree to know that it was not possible that that air was safe? Not possible. I knew it. I predicted two things. I said people are going to start getting sick years after, and the government's going to try to prove that that isn't what made them sick. And, you know, that they're going to have all the graft and corruption, and the rebuilding is going to be all about corruption. But what is happening now? People are sick with these horrible diseases, respiratory diseases, cancers that nobody gets. People, they're dying, they're sick, they're more and more and more of them. You know, mostly the people who went down to work there and they had no protection. And they're trying to get health care. And nobody wants to give it to them. No, I swear to God, I knew this was going to happen. Nobody wants to help these people. Nobody. The police and firemen are getting some money, but they try to deny them. And what do they say? They say prove it came from being at ground zero. Prove it. And people that really had no business being there, that just thought they were helping, who's going to take care of them now? Who's going to now, look, I am willing to concede, you know, as probably the right wing is going to say, there are going to be people that were nowhere near ground zero that are going to try to horn in on this. But the fact is that what is going on with those people who, I don't know why anybody would have gone down there. I don't know who they thought they were helping. You know, I don't know, people, what, they went down there for weeks to give water to a fireman. All right, maybe I'm just a mean person. I don't understand it. But it is criminal what is going on in this state, because this is going to cost a lot of money. This is a lot of health care for a lot of people, for a lot of years, hopefully, you know, that they're not all going to die. And there is a fund, okay, of, I don't know, I think $1 billion that was actually set aside to be used for something like this under the aegis of the city. And do you know what they're using the money for, the city? To hire lawyers to fight the claims of the people to get help. They're taking the money that's supposed to pay for health care, and they're using it to litigate against the people that are sick, because they either did the right thing as part of their jobs, or, you know, they were, you know, under some misguided idea that they were going down there to help people. And they're using the money, instead of using it for health care, they're using it to fight people's, it is criminal. The whole thing is just, and I told you this was going to happen. I mean, not you, because I wasn't here then, but I told whoever my audience was at the time. I knew this was going to happen. Just take care of them. There are people that went down there that, because it wasn't their job, like, they can't even prove they were there. This is where you're going to get the ripoff. You know, this is where you're going to get people ripping the city off. You know, if you didn't work, right? And you just said, I have free time. I could have done it. I worked weekends. I could have been dead. So how would I have ever proved I was there? If I now had some crippling lung disease. Oh my God. The reason I mention this is the New York Daily News, I'm sure they have it posted somewhere on their website, has been doing articles for months about this. I mean, I certainly expect them to win a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize stuff. And it's just so unfair. Jesus. Just take care. And that today, of course, there's the one where you kind of lose me, but then kind of you don't. It's about the illegal immigrants. You know, they picked up illegals on the streets of New York to go down there and clean stuff up. And these poor people, they really have nowhere to go. They're as sick as anybody else. And they have nowhere to go. I have a suggestion. Mexico. You know, Ecuador. But the whole thing, the things that go on in what we allege to be the civilized world. Didn't they once say to Gandhi, what do you think of Western civilization? And he said, I think we ought to try it. Remember I said last week, is stupidity infinite? Somebody sent me a quote, which I now can't remember, so I'll just, you know, give you a vague idea. It was like Einstein said there are only two infinite things, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. So I guess human stupidity is infinite. And I guess I had the same thought as Albert Einstein. The first and only time my name, Lynn Samuels, will ever be mentioned in the same sentence with Albert. Well, no, I guess you could say Lynn Samuels, not as smart as Albert Einstein. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Why can't, oh, now I can. What happened? Maybe you will. Well, then it came up by itself. The new excuse, you know, I'll tell you, there are certain excuses. It's your cash. You know, and the thing here is, your talkback button was stuck. Was it? I don't think so. But they just say anything that goes, oh, your talkback button was stuck. Afghan opium production, something we're all interested in, up 59% from last year. Oh, Afghanistan, you know, that's where we won. That's where we won. What, did 14 Brits get killed there yesterday? This is amazing. Does the news tell you any? Well, did you see, Drudge? The CBS is sending out a press release. There's going to be, well, nobody's quite sure what it is, like a commentary section on the Katie Cunt News that's coming starting tomorrow. And Rush Limbaugh is going to appear. This is, I believe, all in the first week. Rush Limbaugh, which, you know, the whole right wing just had like a mass orgasm, you know, that, oh, Rush Limbaugh, Katie Couric is going to, and nobody knows if he's on once a week or what, you know, but somebody has a great theory that America will see Rush and see what a right wing nut he is, and that the Democrats will surely take Congress back. This is like the worst thing that could happen. And President Clinton's going to do something on the news with Katie. And President Bush, I think both of them. I think 41 and 43. That they're just all going to be with Katie on the news. You couldn't pay me. Well, I guess the first day I'll have to watch. All right, the first day is tomorrow. If I live through Macy's Fat Junior's department, I'll see you. Thank you, Derek. Good boy.